Hi, this is Dikrishan for Cecily Tilman, C-E-C-I-L-Y. T like Tom, L-L-M-A-N, Tilman, date of birth 6-7-1992, date of services December 1, 2022, and date of accident 10-18-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially injured in an automobile accident dated 10-8-2022, where she was a pedestrian driver and was rear-ended, and then she also hit a car in front as well, rear-ended, three car accident. This resulted in her having headaches along with ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision. In addition, patients start having pain syndrome, focusing on the neck, right shoulder, and lower back, with radiation of pain to the right leg posteriorly, S1, S3 rim transversion. These symptoms have continued so far. Today she reports that her pain in the head is continuing around 8, and so is the neck pain and lower back pain, right shoulder pain, right hip pain, all are 8 today. And the radiation of the pain to the right leg is less frequent, but it is still present off and on. ADLs are reported affected 8, especially the work relationship with people, sleep are affected 8, mood is affected 8, and general activity, walking ability, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. 90% pain is reported relieved, and with the current treatment protocols, the system review. In the system review, neurology and psych patient has ongoing headaches that are around 6 to 7, and associated with vision disturbance, ear ringing, fainting. No, she crossed the fainting. And difficulty sleeping. She is only able to sleep 4 hours. Fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of activity, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain involving the right shoulder, stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, right elbow and pain, right wrist and hand, and right knee pain. Slight difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea and diarrhea, denies any vomiting, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, nor there are any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 132/86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 11-7-2022, dictation number is 1109-043. Along with the diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. The patient has forgotten to get a MRI done for cervical spine and lumbar spine that was awaited. And so she will get it done, and then she has been advised about it. A neuropsych evaluation was ordered, and treatment that has also not been done, although appointment is being checked out. She already got a neck brace, back brace, and a cane. Her physical therapy is continuing, chiropractic treatment is continuing, and she has 3 times per week for physical therapy in the involved areas, and distraction, massage, aquatherapy. The disability continues in work and household replacement and transportation. Patient was provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, allowable 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder and pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Water and gel 3% 200 gram for pain gel. Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours for 20 tablets for provided for pipe pain relief. Thank you.